What are my legal rights? What will custody arrangements look like? Where will we live? Do we have to sell the house? Are there any free resources available? Where do I even begin? Y'all, divorce is overwhelming. Questions are swarming in your head as you feel uncertain about your future, and you just need to know what to do first. This is Divorced and Determined AF, the show that supports women with the information you need to know before, during, and beyond divorce. My name is Jamie Milam, and I am determined to empower you to make informed decisions and take aligned action so you can live the life you deserve. And that starts with reducing this overwhelm today. Because the truth is, there are so many women that have gone through this, and there's an abundance of resources available to you, meaning you don't have to feel so lost in this. Listen, overwhelm biologically messes with your ability to process information and make decisions. The first step that you need to take in a divorce is going to give you the tool that you need to gain clarity on what you need to know, who can help you, and offer you guidance that you can take throughout the entire divorce process if that's what ends up occurring. So if you want to dissipate the brain fog and find a clear path, well, then stay tuned in so that you can progress to make the right decisions for you. Let's do that by answering that burning question that you have. What's the first thing you should do when you're considering a divorce? Now, I want you to stay tuned to the end so that you can learn how to snag the accompanying worksheets to today's episode to help you put this into action. So, let's get started. Divorce is an overwhelming process that most of us did not know how to navigate until we were in the thick of it, which can cost us a lot more time, money, and energy than necessary. Divorced and Determined AF hopes to change that. I'm your host, Jamie Milam. I'm a realtor and a certified divorce specialist who not only works with divorcing couples when selling their home, but I am also divorced, and I know firsthand how much having thorough resources would positively impact women for years to come. I'm bringing together fellow divorcees and experts working in the field to talk about this private taboo topic, all with the goal to help you feel prepared, educated, assured, confident, and empowered to make informed decisions related to your divorce journey. So whether you're just now considering a divorce, in the midst of it, or are now navigating a new norm and are determined AF to do it your way, this is your safe space. You deserve it. Welcome, friend. I am so glad that you found this episode, because if you've been feeling like you're reaching the rope's end with your marriage, I know how distraught you are feeling right now. It can be so overwhelming to think about the next steps. The fears that creep in, the enormity of the unknown is intimidating. Let's be honest, you are feeling lost in this season of your life. Trust me, you are not alone in this. So many of us have been there. And there are certainly emotional elements that you are still navigating to determine if leaving is in fact even the right choice for you. Now, while I do think that there are some fundamental internal reflection exercises that you can practice that will help you connect with your core self, there's still, unfortunately, isn't a magic yes or no flow chart that can give you the answer. No one can make that decision for you, but we can offer you some practical action steps that you can do that will help you find the answers that you need to ease your fears and concerns to the best of your ability anyway, which tend to play a big role in your emotional uncertainty. I mean, after all, that is a lot of what this show is about, girlfriend, so you are in the right place. Now, I'm about to outline for you the thing that you need to do when you are in the very beginning, and I mean the very beginning. You're still just considering the idea of a divorce. Or, yes, if it's just been sprung on you and you didn't see it coming, this is your best first step as well. But first, I want to talk to you about what's contributing to you feeling lost in weighing this decision. This way you can have a little bit better of an idea and understanding as to why this first step is the best one to go with, okay? Overwhelm, I want you to think about this. It's often accompanied by heightened emotions like anxiety, stress, frustrations, And these intense emotions, they can hijack your rational thinking process. In fact, it's an experience called amygdala hijack. Everyone has an amygdala in each hemisphere of their brain. They define and regulate our emotions. They store memories and they attach those memories to specific emotions. Now, to better understand what an amygdala hijack is, you kind of need to understand a bit about how the brain functions. Don't worry, I'm going to go through this painlessly and really quick because you need to understand two specific parts of the brain only, thank goodness, the amygdala and the frontal lobes. The amygdala, it activates a fight or flight response without any initiative from you at all. It signals to your brain to pump stress hormones, preparing your body to either fight for survival or flee to safety. And today, that fight or flight response is more likely to be triggered by emotions such as stress, fear, anxiety, anger, aggression. But you also need to know about the second part of the brain, and that is your frontal lobes, okay? These two large areas at the front of your brain are a part of your brain's cerebral cortex. And this area of the brain, it's going to regulate voluntary actions like reasoning, thinking, movement, decision-making, planning. It's far more rational than the amygdala. Now, the front lobes, they allow you to evaluate your emotions and then use those past experiences that you have in your judgment to consciously respond. So these reactions, they're not automatic like the ones from your amygdala. Remember, those, they happen on their own, okay? But for mild threats, the frontal lobes, they can usually override your amygdala so that you can then approach the situation rationally. But in the case of what your body senses as a strong threat, the amygdala might take over and trigger the fight or flight response, which, full circle here, it pumps stress hormones to your body, leading to these feelings of overwhelm, okay? Now, overwhelm, it's gonna add to, the best way I can put it is your cognitive load, okay? Which is ultimately taxing your brain's capacity to process information and make decisions. This cognitive overload, it's going to lead to mental fatigue. Hello, how many of you are tired? Which further reduces your ability to think critically and weigh different options effectively. So overwhelm, it also leads to a sense of being inundated with information and tasks, which can make it challenging to prioritize what needs to be addressed first. And as a result, you can then experience decision paralysis, where the fear of making the wrong choice prevents you from making any decision at all. And ultimately, you guys, this just prolongs the resolution of the issues, and it really exacerbates feelings that you have of stress and hopelessness. So mindfulness, it's to me one of the best antidotes for overwhelm and an amygdala hijack. But this takes daily practice. This is something that you have to get in the habit of. That is the other part of what this show is all about, is creating this awareness, especially this inner sense of self-awareness. And we're actually going to cover this in next week's episode. But today, I want to give you this practical advice, an activity, if you will, to help you overcome this. What I want you to do is I want you to create a list of questions. Oh yeah, we're getting real simple. I want you to create this list and put it somewhere safe. If you've got an iPhone, you can create a note in your Notes app, the one that comes, you know, preloaded on your phone, and you can actually lock it with a completely separate pin aside from your normal lock screen, okay? I'm gonna caution you though, make sure that you are confident that you are gonna remember that pin because Apple cannot recover it for you. There is not a, let me submit my email to get my pin sent back to me. So you better remember it, okay? You could also keep a notebook Maybe it's one that you keep at work and you leave it in your desk every day. Or it's at your friend's house or a neighbor's house. Hell, some of you guys might even have husbands who are so unaware, you could literally keep it in your home without an issue. The point here is I just want to make sure for you to be mindful of keeping this in a safe and secure place. You don't want this to be discovered. If you're still in these very preliminary phases, this is something that many, 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 many women are going to tell you, keep it safe, okay? Now, I know it sounds super simple, but here's why I want you to create a list. Creating a list of questions when you are facing a divorce, it's going to be so beneficial in managing those feelings of overwhelm and uncertainty. When you're going through such a significant life transition, it's common to have numerous thoughts and concerns just swirling around in your mind. But by jotting down those questions, you can externalize those thoughts and put them into concrete form and put them into one place so that you know that you've grabbed them out of your head and that you can then take action on them. You can start to formulate a plan. This act alone, just simply creating a list, can help alleviate some of that mental burden by organizing your thoughts and putting them into this structured format. Having a list of questions also helps you to approach the divorce process more systematically. You can focus on specific areas of concern one at a time, rather than feeling like you have to tackle everything at once. And then when another question comes up, you just add it to the appropriate section while you're thinking of it. That's why I love using the Notes app, because you know that you're going to have your phone readily available. And so if you're having a conversation with somebody or you're reading an article and you see something and a question pops into your mind, go plug it in right now to your list of questions. And as you gather information and answers to each question, then you can gradually gain a clearer understanding of A, what to expect, and B, what steps to take next. This sense of clarity and direction that you can gain will significantly reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed and is going to start to empower you to make informed decisions about your future, babe. Additionally, just going to say it, when you have a list of questions, it becomes easier to seek assistance from professionals or relevant services that you're going to need in this process. When you have that list of questions, you can efficiently communicate your concerns to your divorce attorneys, your financial advisors, your real estate consultants, therapists, other professionals who are going to specialize in these different aspects of divorce. Your organized list ensures that you are not forgetting anything when you're meeting with them. And this targeted approach not only is going to save you time, but it's going to ensure that you receive tailored support and guidance that directly addresses your specific needs and circumstances. Okay? So in your notes entry, just place little subtitles to separate out the different segments, or if you're using a notebook, create a different page in your notebook, because you don't know how many questions you're going to get. So flip over the back side of the page and start another segment. This way you also have room that you can go in and add responses from the different professionals that you consult with down the road. So what are some of the areas that you want to think about? Well, obviously, that's going to be unique to you and your situation. But no question is too dumb and no question is too specific. These are your questions, and you are worthy of having answers to help make this really big decision and guide you to take aligned action going forward. But not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to help you kickstart these segments. So let me highlight for you some of the common areas that you're probably going to be wanting to think of and the professionals that can also help you in each, so you know who to turn to for answers, okay? The first one, obviously, this is going to be if it's applicable to you or not, but I got to say it. The first one is the children. Put a whole section just for the kids. Some of the questions that you might write down to be thinking of and need answers for are, what are my rights regarding custody? How can visitation schedules be arranged? How is child support calculated? Who's responsible for medical and educational expenses? How do we create an effective parenting plan? How can we manage co-parenting after our divorce? How are the kids going to be affected? Now, the professionals that can help you? Well, obviously a family law attorney, especially one that specializes in custody matters, a mediator, a parenting coordinator, financial advisor, a child counselor. The next segment for you, turn your page, right? Division of assets and property. Obviously, knowing my line of work as a real estate agent, you know that some of the questions that women are thinking of are, where will we live? Who's going to move out? Will I get to stay in the house? Will we have to sell the house? How will our assets and property be divided? What about joint accounts? What about the debts that he ran up? What happens to a jointly owned business during divorce? Shoot, what happens to my business during divorce? These are super common questions, ladies. Now, quickly, gonna run through that professional list again, just in case you need to know who to turn to. Your divorce attorney, obviously real estate professionals, such as an agent or a mortgage advisor, specializing in divorce process, y'all. Not all realtors and loan officers understand the ins and outs of divorce, okay? Financial planners or advisors, a certified divorce financial analyst, and if you've got a business or your partner has a business valuation expert is going to be helpful, all right? Third segment. Are we turning the page again? Here we go. Financial survival. Oh, yeah. You're probably wondering, am I entitled to spousal support? Or am I going to have to pay them spousal support? How is the amount determined? What happens to my health insurance coverage after divorce? What happens to the kids' health insurance? You know, how am I going to even afford an attorney or this divorce? Do I have to go on all these different consultations? You know, how will my lifestyle change? Okay. Who can help you with this is divorce attorneys, financial advisors, right? I want you to think about maybe how a financial planner, one who's not been managing both of your accounts this whole time, can help set you up, not for investment purposes, but for the planning purposes of what your long-term future looks like. That's what a CDFA does, is they help you decide, you know, which strategies and routes are best for you and what the long-term implications are for the things that you might be considering doing. All right, flip your page. Number four, safety. If you are in a position that you really are concerned about your safety, you might even just move this up to page one. You might want to know what legal protections are available if there is domestic violence involved. And keep in mind, there are multiple types of abuse. There's financial abuse. There is, you know, emotional abuse. So if you want to know what your protections are and what's available to you and what's the best way to navigate this, your very first thing after you make this list of questions is you need to have a consultation with your attorney. Even if it's multiple attorneys, even if you can only afford one, even if you don't hire them and work with them going forward, you need to have a consultation with an attorney to make sure that you can put safety precautions in place, all right? You might be wondering, will I be accused of kidnapping if you've got kids and you're trying to get them away whenever you have a safe moment, right? These are some serious questions that can come up. Obviously, professionals that can help you with this is going to be, you know, a domestic violence advocate, family law attorneys. And by the way, we do cover some of this in episode 56 on the podcast. I'll link that in the show notes, but you can go back and take a listen to that. I've got an attorney that comes on and talks very specifically about some of the important things for you to know if domestic violence is involved in your divorce case. All right, let me move on. Number five, divorce options, just the general process, right? These are some of the most common questions. What are my legal rights? What documents do I need to gather for the divorce process? What type of lawyer do I need? Should we consider mediation or litigation for the process? What about collaborative law? How much are the consultation fees? What happens in mediation? What affordable options are available to me to prepare? What free first step resources are available? Oh man, the list can go on here. It's about figuring out what you need to know and what you don't know. And maybe one of the questions is, what questions should I be asking, right? Of course, professionals that can help you in this process is, you know, your divorce attorney, divorce coaches. There are lots of different free resources that are available that you can attend that can give you some divorce prep. Stay tuned to the end here. We're almost done, and I'll give you a little bit more information on that as well. And last, but of course not least, and this is not an exhaustive list of different segments of divorce for you to think about, but it's the last one we're going to cover today. And it's emotional support. How can I cope with the emotional challenges of divorce? Who do I trust wholeheartedly to be there for me in this process? What support groups are in my area? What reliable accounts can I follow? What therapists take my insurance? In what ways can I practice some self-care during this really difficult season? Okay, I want you to really take some time to think about this emotional support, because we as women tend to put ourselves last. Even ironically, this is the last one that I've listed as a segment. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that, right? It's so natural. Women, we tend to put ourselves last. But ladies, you've got to give yourself grace and extra comfort and extra love during this hard time. It is a hard season. I feel you, sister. It is tough, okay? The professionals I want you to consider is a therapist, one that specializes with women, one that specializes with the loss of relationships, whether it's divorce or not. You know, so what counselors are available to you? What about support groups? And that can be online or not. That can be in person too. I want you to find people that are not just venting mechanisms, but that will encourage you and that will lift you up and that will help make this feel a little bit more normalized, but will also turn you towards the right resources that can help you along the way, okay? Ultimately, ladies, making a list of questions, it's a proactive step toward taking control of this divorce process. And y'all, that is something that we really want. And navigating it with more confidence and greater clarity. Consulting with the appropriate professionals, that's going to provide you valuable guidance and support that is tailored to your individual circumstances. I cannot understate the importance enough for you to recognize that every single divorce will be different, even if there are similarities, which is why it's recommended to take these proactive steps to plan for your best long-term protection. You put a lot of planning into your wedding, so why wouldn't you do the same for your divorce? So, by the way, you can also add the Peace of Mind initiative to each one of those segments as an option for services, because our aim over in the initiative is to provide you with guides and handouts and worksheets that's going to help you along in this journey. In fact, there's even a worksheet covering this list there for you as well. So you can print that out, and I have an HTML template so that you can just copy and paste it into your phone's note section if you choose to go that route. That way you've got some of these prompting questions and the professionals that can help you ready for you to just go ahead and plug and play, and then you can build onto that list, all right? So the link to access the initiative's resource library down in the show notes for you, all right? Ladies, give yourself this gift of creating some organization within your mind so that you can get it out of your head as best as you can and put it on paper. I promise this is the best first step so that then you can gather the information and know who all you need to speak with to build that divorce team so that you can make the best decisions for you and your future. I'm going to keep this one simple, ladies. The first step in your divorce is to create your list. You don't know what you don't know. So any worry that you have, any uncertainty for your future, any of the burning questions that swarm your head late at night, write them down. Get them into one organized place so that you can get the answers you need. Just the simple act of getting it out of your head and into a semi-organized place for you to reference when you meet with the professionals, and then go back to that when you need the answers, is going to create some peace amongst the overwhelm. It's a step that you can take towards gaining the clarity that you need to move forward. And again, to snag the accompanying worksheet and to browse the other worksheets and handouts that we have in our growing library, head over to peaceofminddivorce.info and sign up for free. The link is down in the show notes. Until next week, friend, I wish you an abundance of peace and determination.